Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So I got to tell you about the pig named Pork Chop. A Florida woman was very upset after her severely obese pet pig called Pork Chop was seized by animal control over fears for the 400-pound animal's health. Pork Chop is so
fat.
It took two officers to carry him out. Can you please zoom in on that on the simulcast? If you're watching the simulcast of the show, that looks like a fake pig. It looks, he's going to show you. It don't even look real. It looks like a balloon with little stubs for legs. The pig had to be carried out of the house by two officers that had to use support straps to support his body and help him walk. Kelly Jacobson, the owner, wept as she told reporters, "I need him," and promised to make him better. Officer said the pig was severely obese, has a skin condition, and needs its tusks and nails groomed. It sounds like, I'm going to be real, it sounds like Kelly Jacobson was not taking care of Pork Chop.
Right.
How do you let Pork Chop get so bad that he's 400 pounds, he can't hardly walk, it's, his health is in danger, his tusks hadn't been trimmed, his nails hadn't been trimmed.
Ain't pigs supposed to be fat, though?
Not 400 pounds. I can't move fat. I mean, oh my gosh. He was carried out by two police officers during the eviction. He was so heavy, 400 pounds. And then Kelly Jacobson was saying, "I need him. I'll do whatever I have to make him better." That's the direct quote. Can I be real, though? It sounds like, you know, you had your chance, girl, and you did not make him better. Like, you let him... It is come... I mean, I feel so bad for it. Did you get the side view of him going into the little... It's from WPTV going into the little, his, I guess he was, they, Juan says he looks like a Pokemon. He does. He's so big. Like he was trying to go into the back and all he's got little stub legs. I don't even know. Dude, I've never seen such a fat pig in my life. That is one of the fattest pigs I've ever seen. And so they said Pork Chop is, Jacobson was saying Pork Chop is a service animal. But officers from Palm Beach County Animal what? Care and Control were like, mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's a service animal. How does it serve you? It can't even move, girl. It can't move. I mean, she said she tried to put him on a diet, and she struggled to find somebody who could groom him. She says, quote, "I have fought a lot of people a long time to keep, and they're taking him away from me." I mean, I get it that you're sad. She also didn't pay rent for 3 months. I get it that you're sad, but, like, you know... You got all these this money for hand tats, but you don't got no money to get his nails groomed. Girl, what is you doing? Come on. So now they're trying to seek custody of Pork Chop, and then they would like to take him to an animal sanctuary to get him healthy, to lose weight. And it's the Laughing Pig Sanctuary that may take him. He'd have to go on a lean diet of fruits and vegetables. And he can't walk. He didn't really have any activity level to exercise. So... they said that one of the ladies said that she was mortified at the way the animal services handled the poor pig. If they don't have the tools to effectively remove him, it's not their fault. But yeah, that's horrific. That is, if you're not taking care of your animals, though, it's not enough just to have them. You have to take care of them. And if you're not taking care of them, that itself is abusive and cruel. So, man, I mean, Pork Chop, girl, you got to let that pig go. I just think that some people need a therapist and not a support animal, okay? I think, you know, that's mean to do that to the animal. I'm sorry, but it's... I'm not sorry, actually. Stop it. Stop it. Stop doing it. Cannot believe that that's... I'm full of jokes. I mean, I love that pig, but oh my gosh. Like, I just keep thinking, no ham and all kinds of stuff. All right. A Florida man was arrested in Chicago with $1.2 million worth of meth.
Oh.
He's in a methy situation. I don't know where that came from. Yeah, he had That's a lot. 1.2. So clearly intent to distribute. 32-year-old Irani Hector was arrested. They said that they detected a narcotic odor. He's in a lot of trouble. Stick with us. Our partners who help bring you free radio. It's our friends over at Caltech, the R50. Great Florida company. And they make a lot of awesome food. And the Caltech R50 is no exception. Now, you're familiar with the P50. It stands for 50 pews. I mean, it's just, you know, it's super awesome. It stands for 50 pews. But the Caltech R50 with us, this is their carbine. And the cool thing about this is that it's incredibly versatile. That's one of the things that you should know about this. It's incredibly versatile, and you're going to be able to trust that it's made from a great company. The R50, it offers, like the P50, over 7 inches of rail space up top. So you get a lot of options for optics. You got additional rail space on the bottom for accessories as well. The R50, it looks like a SpaceX. It looks like that Marvin the Martian blaster. It does. Marvin the Martian looks like his blaster from Warner Brothers. But it takes the same mags as the P50, but you got all the benefits of a carbine. You got the ambicide folding stocks, a 16-inch threaded barrel, really awesome ballistics, super light, well-balanced, very easy to manipulate, and accurate. Now, as the P50 stands for 50 pews, the R50 stands for, well, also 50 pews. Standard capacity, right? Standard capacity. That's all you need to know. The R50 series, it's the 5.7. The P50 started all the R50s, it's like the brother of it. And again, you still have that same capacity, the same lightweight, same innovation. It's a great 5.7. You got to check it out. It's the R50 rifle from KeltechWeapons.com. Learn everything you need to know about the R50 carbine, KeltechWeapons.com. That's KELTEC weapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you. You guys hear the story about Naomi Biden's Secret Service detail? They opened up fire on three suspects trying to break into an SUV during her night out in Georgetown. This was midnight on Sunday. That's Biden's eldest granddaughter. Is she one of the ones that live in the White House or no?
I don't know.
I know she lives in D.C. and she apparently works at a law firm. They've had 750 carjackings this year. So Secret Service agents opened fire after three people tried to break into an unmarked Secret Service vehicle. So it was a Secret Service car. They were assigned to protect Naomi Biden, who's she's 30. She's Hunt's daughter. They act like Hunter Biden's a baby. He's got a 30-year-old daughter. Shut up. She was out in the Georgetown neighborhood late Sunday night. Can I ask a question? I realize that mentally I'm like 90. Is it, you're 30 years old and you're out at midnight on a Sunday partying it out? Is that weird? Yeah.
I don't think it's weird for 30.
Really?
Yeah, I think 30
is acceptable.
Like, I had
two kids by then.
Yeah, I mean, you and me both, but...
I had a mortgage, you know, like, what?
We're talking about in today's context, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking 30 is not that crazy.
Wait. Why? That's weird. Isn't it weird?
It's just what I observe. I don't know. Steve's closer to that age.
Steve, everyone turns to look at Steve. Steve's going to be 29 this week, so Steve's like a year younger than Naomi Biden. Yeah, but like, so you got 1 year left, dude. Then you can't be partying at midnight on a Sunday, unless it's like a special festival or something, and you know, or Christmas or New Year's, you know, like a Super Bowl. Anyway, long story short, is that weird? Is it weird, Steve?
Well, I think people nowadays, especially in like Northeast cities, like don't really tend like get engaged quick as people in like rural areas do. Like, there are many people in their 30s that act like they're in their 20s now, especially here. I don't know what that says, but
so this is basically my 90-year-old mentality coming into effect.
Well, not too much, but I think people just get married later in life, especially in like very liberal cities, and that's the way it is. I don't know what she was doing.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, she was apparently just, it was her night out. That's all they said. She was having a night out and it was like midnight.
But she got married. She got married last year, though.
She got married last year. What did she do? Okay. So Dana's 90 years old.
That was that wedding. Mentally. That was that wedding they had at the White House, and everybody flipped out about it.
Remember that's
that?
Right. That's right. So she, you're married now. You're a married woman. I mean, just saying. This is like the Ozark 90-year-old mentality coming out. I'm like, girl, you're married. You're a 30-year-old married woman. What are you doing out partying at midnight on a Sunday night? See, now that makes it
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes... Yeah. Now, was he there with her? Maybe they had an event. Okay, well, I'll hear. But apparently, from everything I read, he wasn't there. So, I don't know. So, she... I didn't even realize that the grandkids get Secret Service protection. Is that just because they're considered valuable assets to the president and he can't... They don't want to have the president of the United States compromised in any way?
That's probably it.
Because that's kind of weird. Like, we're paying for her protection. Can you guys like not be drunks for 5 damn seconds? Can this family like keep their pants on, stay sober for like a second? It would be great. It'd be great. Now, I'm not saying that it's their fault that somebody, actually I am. It is your fault. It is your fault. It's your party's fault. It's your ideology's fault. It's the ideology and the party that makes this family, this white trash family, rich in the White House. And so you have 600 and something. I cannot believe that there's that many carjackings in D.C. That's insane to me. That many. I mean, that's like getting up well over halfway to 1,000 carjackings. It is that. Who's run that town? Who's run D.C., Kane?
Democrats.
That's right. Democrats. That's crazy to me. So they said, yeah, D.C., say this on air. This is funny, or I'm going to steal it from you.
DC's living its Grand Theft Auto dreams.
Grand Theft Auto dreams. GTAD. Grand Theft Auto dreams. There you go. Whew. But they opened fire. They said the investigation's still ongoing. But can you break it into a Secret Service vehicle? I would just think, too, because this is DC. You just got to think that any kind of dark colored, unmarked car is going to be no. Don't do it. Right?
Absolutely.
Maybe I just look out for that kind of stuff. But these people apparently were morons, because don't they have like a special plate? I think Secret Service has a special plate. Steve goes, not the 15-year-olds with no parents out. That's true. They're done. They don't even have anybody to tell them how to carjack like properly, not a government vehicle. I'm not saying like you should, but you know what I mean? Good heavens. The crime is out of control, out of control.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Terrifying. So this apparently took place in Rome, where a lion got loose. People were even told to shelter in place because, I mean, it's a lion. Caused terror. Prowled the streets freely. It escaped from the circus. And it was a town near Rome. Caused terror amongst all the residents. They had footage all over social media showing this lion wandering around the streets of this small town. It has just a population of just over 40,000. And everyone said that they were told to shelter inside as authorities.
What the heck I'd do?
A lion? Yeah, I'd be like, free lion. Free lion. Gonna get a lion.
Free lion.
You're
gonna tame it.
Finders keepers. Ma'am, we think you have that. No, this is my lion. It's not the lion you're looking for. It's just mine. I don't know what I'd do with it just to have one. I feel like I'm Snow White. Like, I want all the animals. They're all mine. This is a terrifying article. This came out, this story here. It showed that more than 100 veterans died at a New York home after one of the worst COVID outbreaks in the state. And they said that apparently weren't, was, anybody know where Anthony Cuomo is? Anybody know where Cuomo is? Everybody's looking for him. It was a housing facility in New York City. They had an outbreak, apparently, and it was the New York State Veterans Home in St. Albans. And they said that all of these are already super critically ill veterans. So they were already way super immunocompromised. They were all incredibly elderly. But apparently they weren't even given any treatment. No one even took them to the hospital. Nothing. They just let them. Oh, boy. Wow. I'm just going to say a word that rhymes with schmalsuit. Let's see here. Humans apparently have a third set of teeth. Popular Mechanics says that there might be medicine to help them grow. Why? Why would you want them to grow? What? That's terrifying. It was a 2021 study out of Japan. They said you can target genes to regrow teeth in animals. Now they're doing clinical trials on how to do this in humans. They said that, you know, it's what makes sharks so intriguing, because they can just grow teeth, regrow teeth. So they're doing a clinical trial of medicine, which they hope will be available for general use in 2030 to regrow teeth. That would only work for people like Hunter Biden. Maybe. I don't know. The stores are snubbing Black Friday's mega sales. Apple, Tiffany's, others are deciding to not participate. They're snubbing the Black Friday stuff. And FedEx accidentally delivered $20,000 in lottery tickets to a woman's house. I have more meat and potatoes to get into, but this kind of gets into my whole way of operating my Minecraft world. So I'm going to tell you, let you guys in on something. I'm going to get back to the other stuff because I know you guys are so excited to talk about all the 2024 news. Ooh, even though the votes for Iowa are still, you know, a couple months off. Woo! But anyway, so you may not know this. I've always played a video game of some sort. So we're not talking about video games. This is about societal construct. So hold on. I'm going to bring the tugboat in. So I've always played stuff, right? I've always played games. Like, I taught my kids how to play video games. And as you would want to see as a parent, they've bested you. That's the whole goal of parenthood, right? You raise up the next generation and hope that they're greater than you. In that regard, they are. Not with cooking, though, unfortunately. But with games, yes, they definitely are. I remember when they used to have to bring me their Nintendos, their little, what is it, the, I can't remember what they're called anymore. What were those called? Yeah, thank you, the Game Boy. Mom, can you get me past this level? Or I'd have to go when they had their first Xbox. Mom, can you get me past this level? Now, it's not like that at all. So anyway, when they were a little younger and we homeschooled, one of the greatest ways, by the way, it's a homeschool tool, was Minecraft, right? There was no wokery in it. You could make it private. You could join, like, we had a code. We could do all kinds of stuff. You could, like, literally learn stuff from it. I learned a lot about geology. And I also spent 10 years building probably the largest hand-built world in the entire game in the world, I would imagine. Like, I haven't touched it in like a year and a half, but you recreate Monticello, read all this other stuff. And then I used to do that in crochet. That really, it really went crazy during lockdown. And then I don't know if it's my oldest son or my youngest son that noticed how my societies functioned. See, because I have a rule in the Minecraft Daniverse. You've got to contribute. And now let's just put this out there. Every one of these NPCs, so you have Minecraft and then they populate NPCs, you know, non-playable character, they're what, automated. They just walk around, they have sounds that they make, they all go, and that's it. And they're programmed to do certain things. You can throw down different boxes and assign them tasks or like their jobs. So if you build a beehive out of some of these stupid blocks, you can have a beekeeper. If you put a bucket by some water, you got a fisherman. If you, and they're genderless. They're all ugly. And the Minecraft doesn't care about that because it's all about the zombies and all that. Anyway, yeah, that's in there. So you can see what I'm saying. Like, you can have people literally be like a Fletcher, like the guy who makes the arrows, right? What do they call him? Fletcher? Guy who makes the arrows? Somebody will tell me, and I don't care. What is it? Like a potions master, essentially. The guy with the beakers, you can put that block. You can do all kinds of stuff. Iron workers, everything. Anyway, farmers. I would get real aggravated when I would put down and I would create, you know, a village as like a buffer, you know, for my village against the zombies. And, you know, I'm putting these blocks out and I'm like creating these characters, you know. And there are some of them that actively chose to be pieces of crap. Like they literally would not. Every one of them had a box, like a task box. And some of them literally chose to not work. They chose to be communists. They chose to leech off of a very productive society. And that was problematic for me, right? Because those were the ones at night, when night came, that's when all the monsters come out. Those are the ones that get infected, right? Those are the ones that get murked or get turned or something like that. So I'm like, well, you know, for the safety of the, you know, this is not the United States. We don't have, you know, a Magna Carta inspired constitution. So we're going to do the Daniverse. You got to go, dude, Merc. And so that, you know, this society could function. My kids think that that's horrible. Well, if they're not contributing anything, they're not doing the bee stuff. They're not, you know, farming. They're not out there fishing cane. They're not out there hammering whatever it is they hammer on their little iron blocks. Then, you know, like, what's the point? Why? What's the point? Now, I realize that that's, you know, it's a world where I basically am the master. This is terrifying. This is why people better thank the stars that there's a God, because can you imagine? That would be my world. That's your world without the Lord. So We have a lot of NPCs in this world. Actually, you know what, Kane? Minecraft is a great argument against atheism.
Yeah.
This is what you have. It's kind of Pascal's wager, sort of, which is still kind of logically flawed, but yet it motivates and it works. It's a bit like a modern day Pascal's wager. So this, I just think, as Kane noted, we got a lot of NPCs in this world. I don't think that that's a cruel way to operate in that reality, Kane. I don't think so. I don't think it's a, see, you agree with me. My kids thought I was horrible. I'm like, they're digital NPCs. They don't matter. Right? This isn't like the United States where we're like, oh, we're going to pat you on the head. And again, there's nothing wrong with, there's no issue that the NPCs have to get over or overcome. They are not disadvantaged in any way. They just don't want to work. They're like the modern college kid protesting for Hamas on college campuses. They just don't want to. They don't want to do it. They don't want to take the time to read anything. They don't want to work. They don't want to. That's the Minecraft NPC. So my, that's why in that reality, it's not cruel at all. Kane, I think it's actually nice. It's nice to the other villagers, right?
I think so.
The ones that are productive.
I think so.
I'm going to cut this and I'm going to send it to my kids.
Makes their productivity valuable. Therefore,
exactly.
That spreads as opposed to the opposite message.
Yeah, exactly. So see, this is how. So it's just, you know, I feel a lot now that we've had this conversation, I feel a lot more justified when they try to give me nonsense for it. So I'm just saying that's just.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.